Hey, howdy, freedom. That's a big word, a lot of strength in that word and a lot of depth. Freedom, I want freedom, boomity boomity boom boom, guns. They are part of freedom. If it wasn't for free men having guns, good guys having guns, we'd always speak in German. So bad guys do bad things, and good guys need to be able to protect themselves and other people from the bad guys. And there are many associations that are fighting for this all the time in a lot of different countries, because governments, that's a strength for governments, I guess. Call it strength, call it something. They say to the left, hey, we're going to take guns away from all the good guys. Vote for us. And people do actually buy into that nonsense, and I don't get it, because good guys don't do bad things. Let me tell you a little bit about the associations in North America. Of course, the NRA, National Rifle Association in America, been around forever. They do big things. 5 million members plus, 150 million people pay attention to them all of the time, and they do good. They're always pushing for the right, the freedom. If you don't have the Second Amendment, you won't have the First, and many of the others as well. And then you have the GOA, Gun Owners of America. You know, they started quite a few years ago, and hundreds of thousands of members. They also do a great job, and together everybody's working towards freedom, the right to own a gun and do good things and be trained and know what you're doing. You have the right to defend yourself, etc. And then all the states in America, pretty much every one of them, I think, has their own association also. And then in Canada, you have NFA, National Rifle Association. Pardon me, National Firearm Association. I'll get it. They too do a great job. CCFR, Canadian Coalition for Firearms, outspoken, helping freedom. They're fighting a communist government though in Canada, I gotta tell you. And then the CSSA, they're the biggest in Canada, the Canadian Shooting Sports Association. I've worked with them for 15 years at least, and they're great people, and they're out there pushing for freedom all of the time. They have firearm legal defense as a push thing that they promote in all their newsletters and different things. And I believe a lot of their members have it. It was started 13 years ago by an independent group, and 95 bucks a year in the cha-cha. So they're good. If you go to the bottom of our website, rightedition.com, there's icons for the CSSA and the NRA and all the rest of it. You can sign up to their newsletters and so on. Now, speaking of which, the CSSA has a newsletter. It comes out every week. It's fantastic. I mean, even if you don't like guns, you need to read the newsletter. Go and sign up for it and get it, because this most recent one has some shocking stats in it. Every one of them do, but this one I kind of resonated with me. September 1st, recently, a father of four, he was 46 years old, he was defending his kids in a home invasion, he was killed, he was murdered. And there's all kinds of other examples here. Home invasions, they're shattering people's lives all across Canada. This particular article just refers to the GTA, which is a Greater Toronto Area. And in Markham, a woman was kidnapped while driving, and her residence was invaded, and another man was shot. And these are not isolated incidents. They kind of go on everywhere. Peel police arrested the organized crime ring behind 17 brutal home invasions. They just don't go in and steal stuff. They go in and hurt people. It's not nice. Toronto Police Service data shows 131 home invasion robberies were reported by August for the year. So that's 8 months. And a Brampton man was shot in his bed, and other people are stealing. And on goes the list. It's an alarming thing with regard to home invasions. They come into your home. It's your private space. It's your real estate, and you're not allowed to defend your life. You're not allowed to shoot them or do anything. You can't even get a gun. Handguns are bad now. I mean, how crazy is this? I mean, this roll this out across Canada, British Columbia, where there's all kinds of scoundrels and thieves, and Alberta and Manitoba and the rest of the country. And then all the ones that actually are not reported, many people say, why would I fill out a form? Phone the police for what? I mean, what are they going to do? They're just going to come and measure my body. They're not going to do anything else. And I'll defend myself. A lot of people are doing that. Home invasions, how many are there in the country? Nobody knows. CSSA goes on to say, home invasions are not tracked by police or Stats Canada. They don't exist as a distinct category in our National Uniform Crime Reporting System. Oh boy. Now, to make matters worse in Canada, I think all countries, no matter where you live, watching this show, I mean, this can come to a country near you, because the left does that. They keep pushing and pushing, and people actually vote for them because guns are a big thing. Boomity boom again. And you have to fight back all of the time. And that's what these associations do. But what really kind of spins me in with regard to Canada is that almost 90% of Canadians live paycheck to paycheck, almost 90%. And you have the government going out now, and That's because of the high taxes. I mean, I think it's like close to 80% when you factor in all the GSTs and everything else, when you're buying things, and the sales taxes and the personal income tax. It's outrageous. People are broke. And yet the government sends money to India for gender studies. Billions of dollars go to other countries for that. And now they're going to say, we're going to go out and take the guns away from all the good guys. Okay, the bad guys, that's catch and release. And we hardly deal with them. But all you guys that pass the test, you legal guys, we're going to spend billions of dollars to get rid of your property. These are assets, and we're going to take them. That's what they're trying to do, right? And paycheck to paycheck. So, hey, remember this next time you vote. Vote right, because the wrong way to vote would be for these liberal guys, because they're just, I don't know, smart as foxes, or dumb as a stick, or sharp as a marble. Well, whatever they are, it's working for them. They're pushing the good guy out of the system, and we need to get back in. So vote right. Hey, see ya.